This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, May 30th. Will grain trading get some energy this day after Memorial Day? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Todd Horowitz.
Now, we had some interesting trade overnight. Markets were extremely strong overnight, only to sell off during the day, pretty much across the board. But wheat has had the last two Fridays back-to-back, is that what we would call blow-off patterns to the upside, and it looks awfully good, like it wants to go higher. So the overnight rally of 10 cents looked to be an opportunity to sell, but of course, we're actually looking for a spot to be buyers. When we look at the overall information, everything that's around, wheat looks like it has a chance to take out the highs. In fact, we look for wheat to have a six in front of it before the year is out. So we're looking to be a buyer about that 520 level as we look for a little bit of a pullback. Again, you should never be surprised when our market starts to pull back.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 6.5 at 538. July corn was down 6 at 399 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for May ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 602. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 7.5, ranging from 681.5 to 706.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 16.25, ranging from 773 to 788. Live cattle for June were down $1.52.5 at 103.22.5. August feeder cattle were up a nickel at 144.95. And May class 3 milk was up a penny at 15.18.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.